From Los Angeles, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In the news today, a new system of fingerprinting foreigners entering the United States goes into effect today. You'll get full details later today on All Things Considered. Now, elsewhere in travel. In a sign of we are not quite sure what, the cable network A&E tonight premieres a new reality series based entirely on running an airline. And probably we all know how much fun it is to fly these days. In a fit of creative expression, the show is titled Airline. Andrew Wallenstein covers television for The Hollywood Reporter.
Airline was filmed last year at airports in Los Angeles and Chicago with the cooperation of Southwest Airlines. The company, however, did not sponsor the program, which is amazing considering each half-hour episode plays like an extended commercial for Southwest. Its employees are shown absorbing one verbal attack after another from crazed passengers, all the while maintaining their cool. Here's how one supervisor diffused a confrontation with an angry drunk who insisted on boarding a flight.
You don't understand. You don't come from the streets, man. I come from the streets.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
I'm not going to debate whether you're from the streets or not.
If only the rest of the program was that colorful. Most of Airline recaptures the more prosaic frustrations of air travel, from missed connections to lost luggage. They're exactly the kind of encounters just about every traveler has experienced firsthand and wouldn't want to remember. The series doesn't fare any better at 30,000 feet. Southwest is one of an increasing number of airlines that encourages its cabin crew to entertain its passengers. One flight attendant tries a little intercom stand-up routine, where he playfully offers a fellow attendant as a potential date.
This is Janie. She's 29 years old, recently divorced. She's looking for a short man to take her out on a date tonight. So if you can oblige her...
Phone number.
Please hand her your phone number. All right, that's funny. What, are you going to sit there like a bunch of bumps? You are stuck with me for the next 3 hours.
If that doesn't have viewers reaching for an air sickness bag, the nonstop bickering on display in Airline just might. Reality TV may have taught us that we're suckers for a good fight, but there is little voyeuristic thrill to be gained here. It's actually a little depressing to watch the combatants interrupt themselves in the heat of their battles to address the camera itself, as if that will validate their struggle. But what is truly sad about this series is that there is an important story to be told inside our nation's airports. How valuable and interesting it could have been if Airline used its access to analyze all the extra security measures being taken to combat terrorism. But the series makes only fleeting mention of the impact 9/11 has had. Instead, the footage is wasted on something that could have aired on the Fox network a few years ago with a title like, When Passengers Attack. At best, this series would be a great motivational video for the Human Resources Department at Southwest. But as primetime television, Airline never quite gets off the ground.
Day-to-day contributor Andrew Wallenstein also writes for The Hollywood Reporter.